Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A year ago, on the eve of the Stockley verdict, the whole town was in suspense. Then Governor Greitens came to town to warn us.
Flipping cars and burning homes is not the way to have a conversation.
City Sheriff Vernon Betts was beefing up security at the courthouse.
I'm hearing that there are going to be people actually busting in. People from all over the country are going to be coming.
And protesters were hinting of trouble to come in the streets.
We don't get any justice. They don't get no peace. And that's all I'm going to say.
I mean, could it be violent?
We don't get any justice. They don't get any peace.
When the verdict did come down, the not guilty verdict, the prosecutor was upset.
Needless to say, I'm disappointed with the court's decision. I am confident that we presented sufficient evidence at a trial to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Jason Stockley was guilty of murder in the first degree.
And the protesters agreed. They flooded the streets, blocking Tucker and Market by the courthouse.
I'll tell you what I think the verdict is. I hope they burn the entire St. Louis City down.
They fanned out in the following days to local malls and the Central West End, even breaking some windows at the mayor's house.
Very happy that there has not been anyone seriously hurt.
The momentum shifted the night police arrested 120 people downtown, but the way they arrested them outraged many.
Clearly, if you're going to ask crowds to disperse, you've got to give them an opportunity to leave.
Then Police Chief Lawrence O'Toole conceded it was time for an outside probe, a federal investigation.
I've recommended to the mayor that if it makes everyone feel comfortable, then I have no problems at all with the U.S. Attorney reviewing this.
A year after the Stockley verdict, the U.S. Attorney's Office has yet to issue any charges against police for the handling of protesters, but we're told the investigation is ongoing and there could soon be a new development in the Jason Stockley case. With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.